This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tanya Andrews joins us from Crossing Healthcare. Good morning. How are you on this Wednesday?
Good morning, Brian. I am doing very well. Like you said yesterday, we were able to come together and hold our final crisis communication team press conference. And I was surprised at how happy that made me to gather with the same leaders that came together at the beginning of this pandemic and really recap, you know, the time and our community's response and really celebrate the progress that has been made. And so it was more impactful than I expected it to be.
Well, that's good. And let me take the opportunity to thank you and the mayor and all of the folks from the hospitals, everyone who, and county board, you know, people that have been meeting, all the time over the last year and a half, doing their best to get the correct information out to the people. I thank you for your service for that. I sent you a link yesterday. I think one of the more disturbing things out there is this thing called the Children's Health Defense. The son of the former U.S. Attorney General Bobby Kennedy, nephew of President John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has been one of these anti-vaxxers for a long time. He's been banned from social media accounts for continually sending out misinformation and outright lies. They put together a documentary, this group that he runs, aimed at Black Americans, and is really, really I thought it was completely disturbing. I sent you the NPR piece that I read about a person who was tricked into sort of being in this documentary. She was shocked and stunned, a Yale professor, at what they've done with this. Are you surprised that there's such an active, not people just being uncomfortable or people being wary, but there are people out there that are trying to undermine vaccination efforts based on just lies?
It's sad, and I wish I could say that I was surprised, but unfortunately, this anti-vax movement has been, you know, present in our country and really globally for some time, and this is just one more way that they can advance a very dark agenda. And at the end of the day, to target populations that have been disproportionately impacted by this virus and use fear and a dark history that we all wish wasn't the case is really evil, and it's damaging, and it's counter to all of the work that healthcare professionals in our community and across the country have been diligently doing. You know, our goal is to protect and to really offer protection to some of the most vulnerable populations, and this documentary, if you want to call it that, does the opposite, and it really is predatory, and it's unfortunate.
I'm always surprised, too, that these groups will use studies, or they'll claim to use studies that have been rejected by the author of, you know, or authors of these studies. I don't know how, unless you want to believe something so bad that you're willing to stretch the truth to reinforce your case, how is it that in good conscience they get away with this?
You know, I really don't know, other than, you know, our country is founded on freedom of speech. And so this is just an example of the ugliness that can come out of that. And obviously, you know, there's greater good of allowing freedom. You know, the problem is, Brian, people don't always understand how to consume science and research. It's tough. You know, we have to take classes in college, and still it's unclear. But even researchers will tell you they do research with hypotheses, and they don't understand or know what the outcomes are going to be. So sometimes, you know, they get outcomes that are inconclusive. Sometimes they go back and realize that the way they set up the study was flawed. And so oftentimes researchers will publish information that has 25 caveats to it. And if you just jump to the bottom line and don't understand the nuance or the caveats, you can draw some very wrong conclusions. And this is an example of how these people with an agenda cherry-picked information and really didn't, you know, communicate with the right nuance, the data and the facts. And they did that in a way that played on people's fears surrounding a very dark history that we have around, you know, people of color, and how science was, you know, horrific to those populations in our nation's past. And so it's a shame, it's sad, but it's important that we know about this. It's important that healthcare providers are aware that this is out there, so that, again, when questions come up, we can have open conversations about this. My hope is that people will see this information and ask questions to the people that they trust, their provider, their healthcare provider, their doctor, or go to sources that are trusted to get better information, Brian. And I'm glad that you brought this up.
Well, I think it's important. If you look at the producers of this film, in addition to Kennedy, there's a prominent figure in the Nation of Islam. There's also one of the co-founders of a private school in Miami that has prohibited teachers who get the vaccine from returning to the classroom. I mean, these aren't just sort of kooks. They're all out kooks. And when Kennedy in the video says, don't listen to me, don't listen to Tony Fauci, and hey, don't listen to your doctor, what kind of medical advice is that?
Well, it's poor medical advice. It's almost tinfoil hat medical advice, Brian, if we really want to call it what it is. You know, we have an excellent healthcare system in the United States of America. We have high standards. We have trusted, excellent healthcare providers right here in our own community that can give you good information. And the thing that I like about even our local healthcare, infrastructure and medical providers is that when people don't know answers, they do the research and they figure it out, or they talk openly and honestly to you about what they know and what they don't know. But the fact of the matter is, and, you know, Drew Early has, you know, hit on this every time he's spoken on your show, is that this technology around this vaccine is not new technology. We were able to modify existing technology very, very quickly to produce this vaccine. But the mRNA technology is not new and was under development for many years prior to COVID-19. And I'm grateful that it was under development so that we could very rapidly modify it to create a vaccine very quickly. But it is a safe vaccine. And the very fact that we're having the press conference that we had yesterday to open up our state, you know, again, is because the vaccine has been effective. You aren't hearing about issues in nursing homes. We're not hearing about large numbers of deaths. Our positivity rate is under 3%. It's down to, I think it might even be under 2% now. It's under control, and that is because of the vaccine efforts that we've had seen locally and across the state and across the country.
And we still have a lot of work to do. Also, a gentleman by the name of Curtis Cost, who was also one of the film's co-producers, claimed that viruses do not cause anything. It's a hoax. It's a myth, whether you're talking about HIV, the flu, or any other virus. I mean, this guy doesn't believe HIV exists.
Again, it's hard to even answer something like that that's so based in nothing. It's not based in reality. It's not based in science. It's not based in what we all see with our own eyes in our own communities. And so it's hard to even respond to something or a statement like that, Brian, because it's just so wrong.
All right. Well, listen, as we get back to our new normal, I want to pick up the conversation again on mental wellness. And there's a lot of people out there that need help right now in a lot of different ways. And so we'll be back with you next week, Tanya. We really appreciate it. Have a great day. Tanya Andrix from Crossing Healthcare.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.